You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Besides working here at Immaculate Conception on weekends, I live in a religious community of five men. We are Franciscan friars, and we all do different ministries, but we live in the same community. And I want to tell you, we get on each other's nerves just as good as a family does. And so we have to take special steps to make sure that things go smoothly, because we're all working in different places, and we come together in the evening for prayer and a meal together, a little bit of recreation and exchange. But over and above all that, we find it necessary, which might be good for families to consider too, we have a monthly meeting of our community where we sit down and we go through how we're doing and what we're planning coming up, look at our calendars and all of that sort of thing. We had one of those just the other night. And we always start with a process that we call check-in. Before we ever get to the business on the agenda, we just go around the table, one after the other, and people can say whatever they want. It's sort of like how I'm doing sort of thing. And the older we get, this changes a bit. This last, I think it was Friday night we did this, just two nights ago. We went around a table and I was the last one. And I started to notice that people were talking a lot about their medications and their aches and pains. And it finally got to me and I was kind of frustrated by the whole thing. I said, this is beginning to sound like a support group at the Mayo Clinic. I said, I'm getting terribly depressed about hearing what's wrong with our bodies. So let's just face it, the older we get, things fail, and that's just part of the game. But I says, God knows we need to have a little humor about this. And I say that with a purpose, because I think we are kind of fixated on health in our society. And it's an ironic thing to me that we live in the age of the world when so many diseases have been conquered and they got medications and machines to solve almost any issue that comes up. And the better we get with our medical profession, the more we get anxious and uptight. And so I'm kind of on a one-man campaign to throw caution to the wind and just see what happens. But I can't stop people that have to wear rubber gloves and masks and spray everything in sight. We're just kind of fixated on health. And I was thinking, too, I probably shouldn't say this from the pulpit. Maybe in the presidential debate this evening, maybe if they ever get off the soap opera subjects, we can talk about health care in a responsible way. But my hopes are not too high there either. So, all of that being said by way of introduction, I hope you noticed in the scripture readings today that we have not one, but two stories of leprosy. So I hope you're not terribly squeamish, because we're back in the public health department here, back in the time of the Bible. In the first reading from the Old Testament, there was this rather wealthy court official from a foreign country who heard that the prophets in Jerusalem were pretty good at healing. And you really need to read the whole story, because what we had was just the end of it. And so this guy Naaman came all the way to Jerusalem with his whole entourage, and the prophet told him to go wash himself in the Jordan River and he would be healed. And that's the part we didn't hear this morning. He says, we got better rivers than that where I come from. And he almost decided to walk away from the situation. And his servants pleaded with him, go give it a whirl. And he was cleansed of his leprosy. Then he tried to unload all his presents on the prophet as a Thanksgiving offering. At the time of Jesus, leprosy was still a kind of a bad thing going around. I think it's pretty well conquered these days, along with smallpox and everything else. But at the time of Jesus, and for much of the human history, when people got contagious diseases, since they didn't know any cures, antibiotics and all the rest of it, it sounded kind of cruel, but to keep people from catching it, these people had to go live outside the town boundaries and fend for themselves. It was kind of cruel, but at least it prevented major epidemics in many cases. And so Jesus is going from town to town, and here comes 10 lepers up the road. You might also know that they were forced to holler out unclean when strangers were approaching, and even carry bells to ring or wooden clappers to announce their presence. So if you wanted to be marginalized and ostracized at the time of Jesus, your best way to do it was catch leprosy. Because not only did you have a horrible disease that was generally fatal, you were excluded from the human community. And occasionally, of course, people would be cured because not all leprosy was fatal. They even thought acne was leprosy in those days. And so they didn't have doctors all over the place. So guess who got to make the medical decisions? The priests. Go show yourself to the priest. That was the guy who says, looked at your skin and said, yeah, you look pretty good now. Come on back in to town. So that was the situation. And Jesus cured all 10 of them. And only one, the foreigner again, was the one who had the decency to come and say thank you. So there's plainly all kind of wonderful lessons to learn from these scriptures here. And the simple one, of course, is to be thankful in our prayers. We're very good at prayers of petition, asking for stuff we want. Whether we get it or not, or even if we have suffering, do we ever have the decency or even have it occur to us to come and just give praise and thanks to God, because God always knows what's best for us anyway? So that's lesson number one. We need to be grateful and to express it to God and to one another. But let's talk a little bit about health too, at the human level, and then we'll work to the spiritual level. It's a good thing to be health conscious, provided you don't get to be a total nut and that's all you can think about. God gave us an immune system, for heaven's sake, so that we don't have to think about it very often. So examine yourself, and just like we do in our religious community, have your family members critique you. Am I getting too weird about this health business? They might tell you the truth. And ultimately, we have to face the fact that the medical profession has accomplished wonders, and we're grateful for that. But let's face it, funerals are the evidence. They always fail. I told my doctor several months ago, I said, your job is to buy me a little extra time, because I got some more stuff to do. But ultimately, it's God's will, and we might as well take it with a smile on our face and be reasonable in the way we approach health issues. I also think we should be very proud of our church, because along with teaching and running schools, what's our other big business? Hospitals. Can you imagine the state of health in this country if all the Catholic hospitals would shut down on the same day? I mean, that'd be the end of it all. We wouldn't even need to have a presidential debate. And so we need to take great pride in the fact that our church has always, through its religious orders and its lay ministers and so many people, has always done just what Jesus and the prophet did, paid attention to people's health and tried to cure them when possible and to ease their sufferings when the cure is not possible. That's a great glory of our church, And we need to keep it going, I think, as long as we can. Lastly, I don't suppose any of us here has leprosy, praise God, but we all have a spiritual condition called sin, and that is leprosy in the spiritual department. And we all have got to realize that we stand in need of healing and that we are deserving to be tossed out of town and excluded from the faith community, but it's God's mercy that brings us in. So, as Paul said in that middle reading we had today, the word of God is not chained down. It's announced to us so that it can help to make us free. We celebrate the Eucharist again and all the other sacraments of the church. This is our health answer. This is the cure that God gives us in Christ Jesus, because Jesus said, the one who eats my bread and drinks my wine, my body and blood, will have eternal life. You can't get any better health insurance than that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.